life is unexpectedly turned upside down by someone he hasn't seen for 45 years, his imaginary childhood friend, Henneke.
Six Music. Tis the season for a takeover, bringing you good tidings of great joy and plenty of musical gifts.
Hey, it's me, Peaches.
It's me, Rebecca, aka Self Esteem.
Hello, it's me, John Grant.
Hello, my name is Pierre.
Six Music's festive takeover.
Your favourite artists are taking over the airwaves with songs old and new to get you in the festive mood.
Spreading seasonal cheer and giving you the perfect present, my present.
And yeah, the rumours are true. I'm going to do an hour of show songs.
Plus, listen back to takeovers of Christmas past from Beastie Boys, Khalees, Robert Plant and Michael Kiwanuka. Listen on BBC Sounds.
And now on Radio 4, it's a step back in time.
The time is 6:30 and here are the headlines this morning. Huh?
Maggie? It was old Mr. Jones, the fairground attendant? Yes. He'd have gotten away with it if it hadn't been for you pesky kids.
It's 1976, and Thin Lizzy are storming the charts.
Holy catastrophe, Batman!
Cool, Power Rangers!
I'll have a
Henneke! It's 6:30 in the morning!
I know, but the telly's on all the time now. And in colour. And you could change the channel with this thing. Look.
Henneke.
What?
We need to talk.
Okay, what about? Am I in trouble?
No, but I think I might be. Look, we need to talk about what you're doing here.
I'm trying to watch the telly.
I mean, here, back in my life, after all these years. Every morning I wake up and you're still here. So, we're going to need a few ground rules.
Rules?
Yes, rules.
You sound so grown up.
Yeah, but that's because I am grown up. It's what I've been doing for the last 45 years while you've been... What have you been doing?
I don't know. I haven't been doing anything. So what are these rules?
Well, the first one is you can't watch TV at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, why not?
Because the neighbours will complain.
But the neighbours can't hear me. No one can hear me except you, guy.
Stop shouting, Henneke.
Why?
Because even if people can't hear you, they can hear me.
So stop shouting.
People have started to wonder who I'm talking to when I'm talking to you.
You're talking to me.
I know that, and you know that, but they don't. They think I'm talking to myself.
Do they think you're a loony?
We don't say things like that anymore.
I do.
I know you do, and that's another problem. So from now on, I don't want you talking to me.
But I haven't got anyone else to talk to. You're the only friend I've got.
Yeah, well, maybe you should find yourself another friend. Someone more your own age.
How?
I don't know. Use your imagination.
Are you saying I should get an imaginary friend?
Maybe.
That's weird.
Why?
Because I'm your imaginary friend. I don't think anyone's going to want to be the imaginary friend of someone else's imaginary friend.
Who the hell's that?
I don't know.
Pizza!
What?
You ordered a pizza?
No, I didn't. It's 6:30 in the morning. Why would I order a pizza?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're hungry.
Henneke!
Yes, guy? What were you saying?
I was saying, where did you get that pizza from?
I don't know.
You can't eat pizza for breakfast.
But you can, and it's brilliant. And people just deliver it to you anytime you want. And you can watch telly all day without Nationwide coming on and spoiling it. And where are you going, guy?
To get ready for work.
Oh, goody gumdrops.
And you're not coming.
I think I probably am.
Morning, guy.
Hi, Marika.
You okay? You look a bit...
I'd rather a heavy breakfast. Pardon?
I didn't say anything.
Pardon me for being so rude. It was not me, it was my food. Just popped up to say hello. Now it's gone back down below.
Why are you here?
A question I often ask myself, but I still work here, guy. Just.
I've got nowhere else to be.
Guy, are you okay?
What? What do you mean?
I mean, you know, if you ever need anyone to talk to.
You've got me.
That's all I need.
Yeah. Well, the offer's there, if you need it.
What? Sorry. Thank you, Marika.
She's nice.
I do appreciate it.
Okay. OK. Tony wants to see everyone in the war room.
In the where?
It's what he's renamed the meeting room.
Cool.
What an arse.
Tell me, he's been acting very oddly. And I can't have both of you cracking up on me.
Guy, Kelly, Marika.
Henneke?
I've called you in here because I need something from each of you.
You've got it, Tony.
Hang on, Kelly. You don't know what it is yet.
Whatever it is, Tony's got it.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that.
So, what is it you want, Tony?
I don't want. I need your unquestioning loyalty.
OK, I think I can manage that.
I bet she can. Creepy crawly.
Tony, can I ask a question?
Guy, Tony has just asked for your unquestioning loyalty.
I know.
So why are you questioning it?
I'm not.
Maybe Guy's question is a question about something else.
Is it, Guy?
Yes. I wanted to know why the meeting room is now the war room.
Good question. Because right now, we are at war.
Yeah, Johnny Seven, one man army.
Really?
With who?
With Donald Becker and Investortech US.
The sneaky bastards.
We had a great idea, a world-beating idea, Zapingo. It was going to revolutionise the gaming interface software business market. It was a game changer. And Donald Becker...
Devious swine.
...stole it from us.
We did sort of hand it to him.
We had a deal.
But we didn't have a contract.
A deal is worth more than a contract in my book.
You need something in writing.
Not in my book.
What kind of book's that then?
A picture book.
Could be an audio book.
A what?
Becker screwed us.
Yes.
And I'm not taking that lying down. That's not the man I am. I've never taken it lying down and I'm not starting now.
Okay. Tony, so what are we going to do?
We're going to hit Becker right where it hurts.
His funny bone?
Yes! That's a brilliant plan, Tony.
I know, isn't it?
So what exactly is the plan?
I'll tell you in three words, Marika. We are going to launch...
That's five words.
Paint Splat Massacre.
My idea?
It was my idea.
I've already started talking to people about it.
Who have you told, Tony?
There's already a Paint Splat Massacre buzz building, which is why we're launching it at this year's Animo Expo Pro Gaming Trade Fair.
Brilliant, Tony!
Hang on, that's at the weekend.
Exactly.
Tony, we have a vague, undeveloped concept.
Of mine.
Mine?
That doesn't have a written spec or any basic coding.
What are you saying, Guy?
I'm saying we don't know what the game is and how or even if it works.
Don't bog me down in details, Guy. I'm a big picture thinker.
Well, the big picture is we can't do this by the weekend.
Is there such a word as can't?
Yes, it means cannot, but it's shorter.
You're my go-to can-do guy. You're my right-hand gung-ho let's-go guy. And I know that you, Guy, are the guy who can be the let's-make-this-happen guy.
Whatever.
Yes, Tony. This is my baby, and between us, Guy and I are going to make damn sure that Guy makes it work.
Thank you, Callie. Now that's the attitude I like to see. Let's get to work. I'm playing golf at 11:30.
This is so exciting, Guy, isn't it?
No, it's not exciting. It's terrifying. I've got 4 days to develop a brand new interactive phone gaming app. Normally, it takes months to do that.
Why?
Because that's how long it takes. There's meetings, discussions, focus groups.
It's only a game. We can do it together.
Who are you talking to, Guy?
No one.
I thought I heard...
What does she want?
What do you want, Kelly?
I just wanted to know how this stupid game of yours is going to work.
Aha!
So, you admit it was my idea.
Excuse me?
Of course I'll admit it to you. You know it wasn't my idea, which is why I haven't the faintest idea how you're going to make it work. But you are going to make it work, Guy, because it's what you always do. And when you do, I'll be there to take the credit.
This isn't fair, Guy.
No, it's not fair.
Oh, do grow up, Guy. Now I can't wait to see my brilliant, genius game come to life and dazzle the world, Antony. So don't let me stop you.
She's really horrible, isn't she?
Yeah, as nasty as...
Old English spangles?
Yes. Oh, they were horrible, weren't they?
Ugh, do they still have them?
God, no. Ugh.
Life really is brilliant these days.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as well as solo gameplay mode, the player will have the option of interacting with other mobile devices via Bluetooth.
Like with friends playing Hunter in the Woods.
Hunter in the Woods. Do you remember playing Hunter in the Woods?
Of course I do. Just said it.
Yes. Yeah, of course you did. Sorry, okay, so I think we're onto something here. I can write up a creative overview, but there's no one around to do the coding.
I'll do that. What's coding?
Well, it's the thing that runs the computer program.
Okay, how does it work?
I don't know. The only people who understand coding are young people with poor personal hygiene and no social skills.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, but they're real, you know? Well, just about.
So how do you learn about computers?
Probably online.
What's that?
Look, here.
What's this?
It's the internet.
It's the what?
Talking to yourself again, Guy?
Ah! Oh, what? No. No, wasn't.
Wow. Yes, you were. I've been standing here listening. And if you weren't talking to yourself, Guy, then who were you talking to?
I don't know.
This is amazing.
Don't tell anyone, will you, Mariko?
Oh, please, don't worry. I talk to myself all the time.
Do you?
I'd go mad if I didn't. And to be honest, I don't talk to myself. I talk to my little friend.
You've got a little friend? Who's that?
Oh, I don't know who she is, but I'll tell you something. She's the only one around this place who listens to me and talks any sense.
I know that feeling.
So why are you still here so late?
Yeah, Tony wants the spec for this game done.
You let him walk all over you.
She's right.
Oh, what do you know?
I know that you're the only one here still working. If you'd had any sense, you'd have jumped ship ages ago.
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, Marika, I think we can make this game work.
We?
Yes. Me and my little friend here.
Ah, OK. Then I'll leave the two of you to it. Just don't work too hard, the pair of you.
We'll try not to. Night, Marika.
Night, Guy. And night, Guy's little friend.
Night, Marika. Guy, this internet thing is brilliant. Have you seen it?
Yes, of course I have.
There's everything on here. Books, games, pictures, films.
I know.
It's a miracle. It's
the reason no one knows anything anymore. We don't need to because Google knows it for us.
But Guy, we do know everything. Look, if I type in all human knowledge, there are 232 million results.
Yes, but if you type in sex,
oh,
you get
1,220,000,000 results. You can't do sex in that many ways, can you?
No, probably not. But that's the internet for you. Sex, shouting, and funny cat videos.
There are funny cat videos? 1,770,000 of them!
Hey, come on, my little friend. We've got work to do. Okay.
Huh?
Done.
Done what?
Paint Splat Massacre. The game outline and spec. What's so funny?
This kitten.
What kitten?
This one. Falls in the toilet. Look, she's sitting on the edge.
Henneke.
She's still there.
Henneke.
And splash!
Is this what you've been doing all night? Watching funny cat videos?
I don't know. What's the time?
8:30.
Oh, in that case, yes. But there are 1,770,000 of them, and they're all hilarious. Look at this one. Sitting on the edge of the bath, and what's going to happen?
It's going to fall in the bath.
It falls in the bath!
You see, this is the problem with the internet. Why no one gets anything done anymore.
Splash!
You were meant to be working out the coding.
Coding?
The computer coding for Paint Splat Massacre, remember?
Oh, yeah, I did that.
You did?
Of course. It only took about 10 minutes, and it was really easy.
People spend years doing it.
I can't think why. All you have to do is select the programming language you're going to use to implement the algorithms. Then you have to write a pseudocode.
Ha! Look at that. Cat fell in the toilet again. Splash. Brilliant. Classic.
This is fantastic work. Well done, Kelly.
That's okay, Tony. I knew how important it was to you, so I pulled out all the stops to get it cracked.
And it's cracked to perfection.
I think Guy deserves a bit of the credit.
And me.
Thank you, Marika.
There's no Guy in team.
Good one, Kelly.
Thanks, Tony.
But seriously, there is only one word for this. Seriously impressive work. Paint Splat Massacre is going to wipe the floor at Animo Expo Pro.
Can we go home now, Guy?
And we are going to celebrate.
I'm going to head off home, if that's okay, Tony.
Hooray.
It's fine, Guy. We can manage this without you.
Marika, book us a table somewhere.
Guy!
Yeah? What?
Your telephone.
What about it? How did you know that?
Answer it.
Hello?
Guy Starling.
Huh?
How's my number one favorite creative executive?
Don Becker.
You didn't think I'd forgotten about you, did you?
What do you want, Don?
I want to buy you lunch.
Why?
For old time's sake. So, what do you say?
Can we go somewhere where you get a toy?
It's so great to see you, Guy.
What do you want, Don?
Wow, have you seen this menu?
You know, you really screwed us over the Zapingo deal.
Guy, that is not fair.
It's what Tony thinks.
There's pizzas and beef burgers and chicken wings.
I did not screw Tony. The sucker gave me the design details, the game spec, and all the coding before he'd even signed the contract. What was I supposed to do?
I don't know what to have, Guy.
Admittedly, I would have screwed him on the contract, but I never got the chance.
There's ice cream, chocolate fudge cake.
So, when do you launch it?
And sticky toffee pudding?
There's a bit of a problem with it.
Those are my three favorite words in the whole world. Together.
Which is?
Basically, Zapingo is a unique gaming stroke business interface that allows the end user to play their favorite games as they are meeting their business goals
and hitting their work targets. Yes.
So difficult to decide.
I know what it is, Don. I invented it. So what's the problem?
Well, the problem is that no one who uses it meets their business goals or hits their work targets. They spend all their time playing games. Productivity tanks and output grinds to a halt. Three companies that trialed it went out of business in a week.
I don't know what to have.
So what are you going to do?
Can I have everything?
I thought I might launch Paint Splat Massacre instead.
Don't know what you're talking about.
It's very easy.
Come on, Guy. Tony's been telling everyone about it.
It's a chocolate cake-based pizza.
An app-based shoot-'em-up game.
With burgers and chicken wings on it.
Played on handheld mobile devices.
With sticky toffee sauce.
Bluetooth connectivity options for real-time multiplayer contests.
Topped with strawberry ice cream.
It's revolutionary.
Delicious.
So?
What do you say, Guy?
Maybe it's not my idea to give away.
But you're saying it was Tony's? Please, Guy, the only good idea Tony's ever had was hiring you. So why don't we just cut straight to it? I want you to screw Tony and come and work for me.
In America?
I'll give you anything you want.
A big hat.
A back-end percentage of total creative control. I won't interfere or change a thing, except maybe the paint splat bit.
That's the best bit.
We kind of like our guns real. So what do you say, buddy?
Guy?
Let's order.
Good idea. There's no hurry. Just let me know by the end of the day. So, what are you having? Anything you want, you got.
Really? Well, in that case, I'll have a chocolate sponge burger and chicken wing pizza with toffee sauce and strawberry ice cream topping.
Yes!
Good call. I'll just have the salad.
You feeling better now, Guy?
I don't know. I've still got a weird taste in my mouth.
What were you thinking of?
It was your recipe.
But I didn't think you'd ask for it.
I didn't think they'd actually make it.
Your phone.
What about my... It's...
Marika, that nice lady from your job, I know.
What does she want?
Answer it.
Hi, Marika.
Guy, are you feeling better?
Yes. No, not really.
Oh, what's wrong?
Ugh, something I ate. It's a long story. Anyway, what do you want?
I just wanted to let you know that Tony and Callie went to lunch to celebrate all your hard work.
And?
And apparently Tony's made Callie a partner in the company.
What?
And signed over the IP rights to the Paint Splat game.
To her? Is he mad?
And drunk, yes. I just thought you should know. Sorry.
Are you feeling better now, Guy?
No. Now I've got nausea and betrayal. I don't know which is worse.
So, what does IP rights mean?
Intellectual property rights.
Who thinks that Paint Splat Massacre's intellectual?
Any idea that has value is owned by the person who thought of it or the company they work for.
But I thought of it.
And now Tony has relinquished the company's claim on the idea.
My idea?
It's owned by Callie.
That's not fair!
But it's typical Tony.
Tony's an idiot.
You're not supposed to talk about grown-ups like that.
Well, grown-ups aren't meant to be idiots.
Okay, I can't argue with that. But Tony is my friend.
Some friend? I'm a better friend than he is.
Really? He didn't clear off for 45 years and leave me to grow up by myself.
I didn't clear off. You cleared off to that boarding school.
That wasn't my decision. I was 11.
You could have taken me with you.
They were very strict about what we could take to Whitmore Hall. One framed family photo, two favourite storybooks, and one soft toy, optional.
And that was it?
That was it. Nothing on the list about imaginary friends. Trust me, Henneke, you wouldn't have wanted to have been at my school. I didn't take you with me because we were friends.
But then you went and forgot about me.
Yes, I did. And I'm sorry.
Are you gonna get that?
Get what?
Guy.
Hello, Donald.
That was one hell of a lunch.
Oh, yes. It certainly was.
So, what's the answer? What do you say, buddy?
Oh, my. Wow!
Welcome to the Animo Expo Pro Gaming Trade Fair.
It's a playground.
No, it's where the industry showcases the latest tech.
It's incredible. Can I play, Guy? Can I?
No, we're not here to play.
We're in a massive hall full of nothing but games. What else are we meant to do?
We're here to hang out, look cool, meet the competition, and be unimpressed with everything we see.
I want to play.
Well, you can't.
Why? No one's going to notice, because as you keep on telling me, I'm imaginary, so no one can see me.
I suppose that's true.
So who's going to know?
Well...
Great! See ya!
Okay. Bye.
You going somewhere, Guy?
No.
Good. So, seen anything good?
No, not really.
No, me neither.
Wow!
I mean, there's some curious ideas.
A few intriguing concepts.
Yeah!
But nothing really...
No, that's what I thought.
Everything feels rather...
This is brilliant!
Yeah, it's all a bit, you know...
Isn't it, though?
Kapow, kapow, kapow!
Hello, Tony.
Becca! What are you doing here?
What do you think? It's Animo Expo Pro. All the players are here.
Whee!
So, of course, I'm gonna be here. I told Guy over lunch the other day.
Guy? You had lunch with Becca?
It was only a bit of sponge.
No, it was a hell of a meal. But to answer your question, Tony, I'm here to launch my new big idea. It's revolutionary. A real game changer.
I know all about it. Zapingo was my idea.
Actually, it was my idea.
And you stole it.
Zapingo? Oh, that. No. I'm not bothering with that piece of crap. No, what I'm launching is an app-based shoot-em-up game played on handheld mobile devices that has Bluetooth connectivity options for real-time multiplayer contests.
But that's...
Massacre.
That's our idea!
It's my idea!
Actually, it's my idea. Sorry I'm late, Don.
Callie!
Oh, of course you know Callie, my new employee.
I thought we agreed partner.
We'll talk about that.
You can't do this!
Do what?
You can't steal my idea!
My idea!
His idea.
Again!
Who's stealing anything? It's my intellectual property. You signed the papers, remember?
No!
Tony, take it easy, mate.
I'm not gonna let you do this to me again, Becca!
You can't stop him.
Guy's ready.
Oh, yeah!
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 Guys, let's calm it down.
Yeah. How exciting!
Yeah!
Right! Oh, yeah. Fight!
Come on, then!
You want a piece of it, do
you? Fight!
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 Hold still. This'll probably sting a bit.
Ow, ow, ow!
Oh, don't be such a baby. So, you got yourselves kicked out of the trade fair.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
No point in asking why.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I have no idea why.
I think it might have been because you were sitting astride Donald Becker, smacking him around the head with a wireless game controller and shouting, "Die, you stinky Yankee scuzzbum!"
Hiya!
Scuzzbum?
But that's what it sounded like.
I let myself down.
No, really, you were brilliant.
Was I?
Absolutely, you were like...
Hong Kong Fooey.
Well, I was going to say Jason Bourne.
Who?
After your time.
Guy.
Hmm?
You're doing that talking to yourself thing again.
Oh, sorry.
I just can't believe Callie would do this to me.
Oh, really?
Why does everyone betray me?
I haven't betrayed you.
Or me.
No, I know you haven't, but everyone else does. Everyone who matters. They all leave me in the end.
So maybe they're the ones who don't matter, Tony.
What's the matter with her?
Tell him, Guy.
Was it something you said?
Tell him.
No, it's just Marika being Marika.
Don't worry, she'll be back, Guy. I know what Marika's like when she's being Marika. She soon gets over it. But we have to think, and fast. We're in this together, Guy, you and me.
And me.
We've lost Sapingo.
Which was a stupid idea.
And Paint Splat Massacre.
Which probably won't work.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon the coding's all wrong on it.
Excuse me?
Oh, good. So all I need is to come up with a new idea. Something fresh, innovative and brilliant.
Right.
Prove to the world that I'm not beaten. We're going to show them all. Everyone who's ever doubted me and thought I was rubbish and a loser who'd amount to nothing. All the double crossers.
And scuzzbums.
Them too, I'll show them. Don Becker, Callie, that Animo Expo security guard, my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, in fact, all of my wife's family. My mum and dad, brother, sister, sister's second husband and first husband, come to think of it. My neighbours, Mr. Webster.
Who?
My old headmaster. The guy I bought our house from who looked at me like he thought I couldn't afford it. Those people at number 17 who park across my drive. Serena.
Serena?
Our cleaner. Hates my guts. Feelings mutual. And there's Tony Hammond, Jeff Thomas, Nigel Wilkins.
That's quite a list.
Caroline Wells, Philip and Lucinda Cresswell, and everyone at the golf club.
Wow.
That's just the start. But I can't wait to see the look on their stupid faces when they hear my new idea.
That's great.
I know. So all we have to do is you and me.
And him.
Who?
Me?
Yes.
What?
So now you want me around?
You bet.
What do you want about, Guy?
You want us to come up with this brilliant new business idea of yours?
Of course I do. I need you. You're my right-hand man, Guy.
And you're mine, Henneke.
Really?
I'm your what-ake?
You mean that, Guy?
I mean that. In fact, I've been lost without you.
What are you talking about?
Then let's get to work.
Let's do it. Henneke was written by David Spicer. Guy was played by Bill Bailey. Tony by Dave Lamb. Marika by Elizabeth Carling. Callie by Holly Edwin. Becker by Joseph May. The TV voices and Pizza Guy by Matt Addis. And Henneke by Max Patterson. The producer was Liz Anstey, and it was a CPL production for BBC Radio 4. The boys are back in town again. Been hanging down at the most.
And tomorrow night, there's comedy at the same time with